Blog Talk Radio.
WomenVeteransTB.org is the name of our website. This is a radio show, talk show, and that will be talking about the various struggles of women veterans that are transitioning into civilian lifestyle, and some of the women veterans return to the United States jobless and homeless and need help and getting back into everyday life of things. So, my name is Nevaeh, and I am your host today. And we would like to have call-ins during the day, during the show. And the call-in number for our guests will be area code 657-382-1292. Our chat room will be closed today because I have quite a bit of information to try and share with you today. And so I will answer any calls that will come in during the course of the show. Well, let's get started. If you have read or had a chance to read my introduction, we're basically talking about three women who were deployed, and I'm sharing their true and amazing stories, that joined the Indiana National Guard. One of the women that joined the Indiana National Guard wanted to pay for college and never expect that a terrorist attack on the United States while she was still in training would result in her deployment to Afghanistan. Wow. Another woman, was the longest serving woman in the Indiana National Guard, who defied her age, her gender, and her single parent status to serve because she felt that the military was a calling. And the third woman was profiled in a book called Soldiers Girls, The Battle of Three Women at Home and at War, that joined the military on a dare and paid the biggest price of the three women that did join, because she was hit by a roadside bomb in Iraq. Okay, I'm getting my information from the Courier Journal, and this book that I referred to, Soldier Girls, was written by Helen Thorpe and published last year. So it follows the Indiana women through their enlisted training, deployments, and difficult reentries into the civilian lives. So see if you can get that book. It would be quite interesting. Helen is quoted as saying, "I had one main question in my mind when I began, and that was, why do veterans sometimes struggle to return home? I specifically went looking for people who could help me understand what that struggle was about. That struggle, at least for the women profiled in the book, included some unflattering behaviors. There was abuse of alcohol, prescription drugs, as well as extramarital affairs, including with officers. A spokesman for the Indiana National Guard said the experiences portrayed in the book were not typical. Of course, you know, everyone has a different way of looking at things. So that would be a statement that would be stated. This is very important to know that this is definitely their personal account, says Lieutenant Colonel Kathy Van Bree. The account of how they experienced their deployment is not how I believe many others have experienced their deployments. Thorpe, the writer, agrees that her book is not meant as a universal description of military service, but there are a lot of veterans who have had difficulties with their service, as suicide statistics now show. In 2012, more members of the military, about 522, committed suicide than were killed in combat operations. Deaths among Guard and reservists who were not on active duty reached an all-time high in 2013. The stories told in the book can be helpful in understanding at least some of the general struggles of veterans. That particularly important Indiana, which had more members of the National Guard deployed in 2009 than any other state in the United States. The 3,400 Indiana soldiers who went to Iraq in 2008 represented Indiana's largest single deployment since World War II. Since the book was published, two of the women profiled have spoken to congressional aides about their experience. One has been invited to address a class at Purdue University, and another was asked to speak on Veteran Affairs Administration panel. Historian Doris Kearns Goodwin called the book absolutely terrific and important, and the New York Times listed it as editor's choice. The attention has been surprising to the women who have been contacted by strangers to say they can relate to what they went through. I think there's a whole group of people who were on these deployments or know people on these deployments who said, yes, these are the stories that I've glimpsed that needed to be told. She found Thorpe, her subjects, after interviewing about a dozen veterans from different branches of the military. The women in the book identified as Michelle, the only one of these three who wanted to use a pseudonym, jumped out at Thorpe because of her humor, intelligence, and surprising fact that she saw herself not as a soldier, but as a music-loving, pot-smoking, left-leaning hippie. I was struck by the idea of her opposing both wars and yet serving in one of them, said Thorpe, the author. The daughter of divorced parents without steady incomes, Michelle joined the Indiana National Guard to pay for college. The alternative was earning $7.62 an hour making disposable cups for fast food restaurants at a plastic plant in southern Indiana. When Michelle introduced Thorpe, the writer, to two of her friends from the Guard, Debbie and Desma, Thorpe knew she'd found her subjects. Debbie, a 52-year-old beauty salon manager who joined the Guard at 34, was euphoric when she would be deployed, when she was told she'd be deployed, and wouldn't miss her chance to show her worth to see the world. And Desma was particularly interesting to Thorpe, the writer, as the single mother of three who came back from Iraq with post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injury after the gun truck she was driving hit a roadside bomb. It was a female version of a story I had seen elsewhere, but her particular sacrifices seem unwritten. Thorpe said, and I want to tell her story. Despite their different reasons for joining the military, all three women took pride in their accomplishments, getting through basic training, learning new skills, surviving deployment. The three were divided, however, on whether the Obama administration was right to lift the ban on women serving in combat in 2013. Debbie wished the ban had been lifted when there was still time for her to become a sniper. Wow. Michelle opposed the change, and Desma thought it was a change in name only, but might ensure that the women already facing attacks and their combat support positions would be better trained. Although the book raises the issue of who is carrying the burden for the wars that the country fights, particularly those with few economic options, Thorpe, the writer, and both Debbie and Desma, the veterans, reject any suggestion of being put upon. Desma feels she made the choice she made. She's proud of her military service. Thorpe said she knows that she struggled with her second deployment, and hitting the roadside bomb was a terrible experience, but she doesn't in any way see herself as a victim. So this was quite a bit of information, and that book seems like it would be quite interesting. Again, it's called Soldier Girls, The Battle of Three Women at Home and at War. And they go into talking about, you know, the various challenges these women have. And we just have to realize that, you know, it's just not all that it's made out to be. But it's great that these women are willing to sacrifice their lives and time, just like the men do, so that they can have a career in the service. But as women, sometimes we go through sexual abuse and because of the situation, and not so much because of, you know, us getting ourselves in a fix or being available. It's just that that's what it is when you're working with all men, and it's unfortunate that that has to happen. But we, as far as Women Veterans Thrift Boutique, our part and what we're doing is collecting donated clothing and going to the various VA centers and shelters for women who are veterans and distributing this clothing to them. Not all women veterans are in this situation, but there are a lot that are homeless and jobless. And to go to a job interview, you need to have something decent to wear. That's just one of the issues that our nonprofit is trying to resolve. So you can go to womenveteranstb.org, and that is my website. And please read through the various pages that I have there and make any comments that you may like to make. Right now, the nonprofit is a virtual, which means there's not a physical building, mobile thrift boutique. So we are actually picking up the donations that are being made. We will soon have a donate button on our website so that we will be able to receive monetary donations. We are located in the Northern Bay Area of California, and to hear from you. Again, my name is Nevaeh. I am the CEO of the nonprofit and founder, and I would greatly love to hear from those who are interested in helping with donations. So, as far as Blog Talk Radio, please come to Women Veterans and listen to our stories or different news clippings and guests that we've had on previous shows. And we'll look forward to hearing from you. Take care. And again, the number is for guests, if you want to call in, 657-383-1292. I have another article. I'm just going to take a break, and then I'll be able to go into that, share that with you. Okay, hold on.
I was 17. It was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We'd hide from the lights on the village green. When I was 17, I was 35. It was a very good year. It was a very good year for blue-blooded girls of independent means. Ride in limousines, and their chauffeurs would drive. When I was 35.
Well, thank you for listening. I was trying to find another story that I had about the women veterans, but there are so many different agencies that would be able to help women who are going through quite a bit with their transitioning for once, you know, they're out of the service. And I would like you to go to my website and you'll be able to find the various agencies that will be able to help you in the different avenues of problems that are created, you know, once you come back after being deployed. And there are quite a few of them out there. So thank you again, and look forward to another recording. And I will be able to help you with any questions that you might have. There is a site that I'd like for you to go to, a community site called In Our Own Voice, Women Veteran Community. And this is a project that's designed to honor the service of all women in the armed forces. And we believe that the experience of women needs to be represented more fully in the form of media. So that's a website that can be looked at on Facebook. It says In Our Own Voice is the actual website. So thank you again. This is Nevaeh, and I'm looking forward to doing another show. I'll try and see if I can start another show on Wednesday, and it will be around the same time, or if not earlier. Check out my Blog Talk radio station, Women Veterans, and you'll see the time that is posted there. You have a great and blessed day. Bye now.